Part 1. The Season Before. 1. The Invitation to Enter. I closed my eyes and tried to remember the beginning. The memory is kept so far back that it's hard to grasp. With my lids pressed together, I reached further than I thought possible, and then there it was. The first memory of my grandfather. Yes, that is where my story begins. My grandfather was the tallest man I had ever known. At least that's how it seemed from where I stood. I craned my neck to look up at his soft white hair. He grinned down at me from his favorite rocking chair. "How are you, Tweety?" he asked in a soft voice. I crinkled my nose at the mispronounced word and reached my arms up to him. I crawled onto his lap and waited for him to turn his hearing aid down. His red cardigan smelled like soap and Old Spice. "It's Sweetie, Grandpa," I corrected him gently. "Oh, I know, I know. It's just that my tongue doesn't say it quite right." I raised myself up onto my knees and looked him square in the eyes. "Show me your tongue again, Grandpa," I requested with unashamed curiosity. He smiled again and stuck his tongue out for me to examine. Just below the tip of his tongue, a bite-sized piece was missing. "When I was littler than you, someone wasn't holding on tight enough. They dropped me, and I almost bit it right off." He paused for effect. "At the hospital, the doctor wanted to remove the whole thing, but my mom wouldn't let that happen, so they did their best to fix me up." And with that, he lowered me to the floor, patted me on the head, and returned his focus to Wheel of Fortune. When I was in early elementary school, I overheard my grandfather talking about his plan to meet his biological siblings for the first time. The adults were standing around the kitchen table long after the Thanksgiving dinner had ended. My grandmother was wiping the counter down, and my aunts were drying the silverware. My mom and dad were returning chairs and tables to storage, and I was supposed to be folding the tablecloth. The steady dance of cleaning, folding, and putting away stopped abruptly. I was keenly aware that this was not a conversation for me, and yet I inched closer, straining to hear. I tucked the half-folded tablecloth under one arm and braced myself against the door frame so I could lean in just a little closer. I couldn't understand how my grandpa had never met his own brothers and sisters. At the moment, mine were chasing one another relentlessly through the basement playroom with several of my cousins. They were making it difficult to eavesdrop, but nevertheless, as I tried to imagine not knowing them, my heart filled with a sense of vast emptiness. Once the dishes were done and the house was returned to order, my parents called us to the car, and we hugged all the relatives goodbye. My mom reminded us to buckle up and then turn the radio to Christmas music. I smiled as I thought about how much I love the Christmas season and our traditions as a family. My brother fell asleep with his head on my shoulder, and my sister softly sang along with the music. I listened to the even tone of my parents' conversation. I couldn't make out the words, but I loved the soothing sound of their voices. Love filled my heart, and I felt like I might burst with affection for my family. My eyes drifted shut, and I began to daydream about Christmas morning. Wait! My eyes shot open.